So we discussed previously verse 17. That was on Thursday. Friday, I was not in studio. I was in Kurtuba. They had the first HIV graduation at the Kurtuba Academy. So I was honored to be part of the proceedings there. Anyway, a recap of verse 17. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدَ الرَّابِيَةِ. Allah sent down water from the sky, so the streams began flowing according to their capacity. Then Allah explains in the verse that whether it's the streams or whether it is the minerals that you use to melt, to create ornaments and jewelry and utensils, the scum comes to the top. And for a moment, it would look like the scum is overpowering the water or overpowering the gold and the silver in the minerals that you're melting. And such is the comparison with between haqq and batil. Momentarily, in the short term, it may appear like batil is overwhelming haqq. But in the long term, the scum evaporates from the top of the water and the water remains. The scum evaporates from the top of the minerals that are being melted. And those minerals, the gold and silver, that is what actually remains. So Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. As for that which benefits man, that's what remains in the land. كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. In this way, Allah expounds the parables. So a believer should never be deluded by the temporary progress of falsehood. Now, the next verse, which is 18, the final verse of the second quarter of the 13th Juz, which takes us now to the halfway mark, Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى. Those who obeyed the order of their sustainer, of their Rabb, for them is goodness. وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. As for those who do not obey the order of Allah, even if they possessed all which is on the earth and the like of it, meaning you owned double of whatever the earth can contain, you will not be able to give that as a ransom to protect yourself from the punishment on the day of Qiyamah. You can't say, I've got the equivalent of the entire world of gold and double, so take it and don't punish me, O Allah. No, Allah doesn't need it. Allah will punish you even if you have, and no one has that much. No one had or no one will have. Allah says, your abode in Jahannam is as a result of you not obeying the orders of your sustainer. And for those who did, who opted for iman and good deeds, for them is goodness in this world as well as in the year after, even if they do not have a lot of wealth, even if they do not have a lot of material possessions. So the message is simple. Respond to the call of your creator, you know, iman and a'mal. Bring faith, strengthen your faith, preserve your faith, protect your faith, and then after that, do good actions. That is what will result in you becoming a servant whom Allah is pleased with in this world as well as in the hereafter. May Allah make us from amongst those fortunate and inspirational ones.